On the show today, we have Narmi's very own Nakia Lockenpaul talking about their upcoming Digital Banking Transformation Summit. So if you are into digital transformation or even disrupting the current banking ecosystem, this is a gathering for you. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Nakia Lockenpaul from Narmi. Nakia, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Mike. Great to be here again. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. My pleasure. It's like kind of like long time no see, because usually we're bumping into each other at conferences and stuff, as we all do. But yeah, it's good to see you again. And obviously look forward to seeing y'all in person one of these days too. All right. Speaking of conferences, you guys have a pretty impressive gathering yourselves that is happening May 6th from 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and it is called the Digital Banking Transformation Summit. And I'm impressed by the incredible lineup of speakers that you have for this day. But before we get into the speakers, give us a quick foundation. Give us a quick summary on what the Digital Banking Transformation Summit is all about.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Sure.
Look, in the last year, and it's almost so scary to say year and a half, banking hasn't stopped. Need for digital banking hasn't stopped. In fact, it's only been accelerated. Innovation in financial services has only been accelerated. So while the world physically has stayed still, mm-hmm. the world from a financial technology standpoint has accelerated.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the lessons learned, the conversations had, the products delivered, the features deployed over the past 15 months have been amazing, have been truly like industry defining. And it is our job, and quite frankly, is something I take personally, to help educate regional and community financial institutions on what's happening. And what is Narmi seeing? I mean, we talk to dozens of financial institutions every month. We learn something from them. They learn something from us. And we do that. And then we also do our own assessment of what's going on the market with de novo banks, fintechs, deposit-taking enterprises these days. We put all that together, and obviously our job is to make a product out of it.
Right.
But while what comes with that is a ton of insight about what's happening, what are some financial institutions doing correctly, what are some not, why are the ones that are not, what are they getting in their own way, are they too risk-averse, like what's going on? Same thing here, what are the risks the well-performing ones are taking? And all this is just like, it's within Narmi right now.
Yeah.
And it's our job to get it out to the world, to get it out to the country, and ultimately just be a good partner to the financial institution community. So I'm thankful that you commented on the speaker list. We're really proud of it. I think that speaks volumes to the company we've built here.
Yep.
That we're able to attract such phenomenal speakers, and I'm happy to talk through the sessions and whatever else you think's interesting.
Yeah, well, I want to start with the speakers, because I'm like, wow, I saw this come across my inbox and went, holy smokes. It's like, so give us a quick rundown of the speakers here, because this is an all-star cast for sure.
Yeah, of course. So we're going to start the conference off with Jill Castilla mm-hmm. of Citizens Bank of Edmond. Her story is remarkable. She was American Banker of the Year. In an industry that's dominated by males, she definitely shines as a female. So I love that perseverance story.
Yep.
I love what she's done with her financial institution. I think she's a great leader. One of the reasons I love this industry is I do feel we play, you know, the community credit unions and banks play leadership roles in their communities.
Yep.
I think we can look, like, I've never met a CEO of a credit union or bank that isn't obsessed with their community, doesn't want to do right by their member or by their customer. And honestly, I just have immediate respect for that. And Jill is exactly that type of person. So
mm-hmm.
this will be a hybrid, financial institution kind of session, but also just as important, a leadership session. How do you persevere as a community financial institution? You know, what do you tell the employees? What do you tell your customers? How do you invest in technology? How do you prioritize? I mean, I think we owe a lot to learn from her, and I'm super, super excited about that.
Agreed. And even though she's on the banking side, I'm a big fan of hers as well. And the work that she did with Mark Cuban on the whole PPP thing, you know, finding a better way to help folks get that, that's equally impressive as well. So, but just my little side comment, I'll let you continue.
And then, so we have three sessions, and we actually did a digital account opening summit in Q4, Q3 last year. Attendance blew our minds away, but that was a very focused session on account opening specifically. This is a little bit more high level.
Gotcha.
So the next session here will be around just like you know, kind of what I was saying. What are some of the best FIs thinking about? And by best, you know, it's all relative. You know, we define best as highest growth, high ROI on technology investments. Good, you know, best in class user experience. That's what NARMI refers to as best. You know, not everyone will agree with that. But so we've got Peter Noteboom from McKinsey. He's actually a partner at McKinsey, focusing on banks and credit unions between $1 billion and $100 billion in assets, which is really the market NARMI serves. Mm-hmm. You know, he is in boardrooms, he's in CEO, C-suite conversations, charting out the next decade of what a financial institution's growth plan is going to look like. I mean, who better to apply and share those insights than him?
No doubt.
Michelle Spellerberg, who's VP of Digital Banking at Alliant Credit Union. You know, I have so much respect for what Alliant's done in the credit union industry, consistently rated as one of the best checking accounts in the world, you know, definitely the country. And I've had the pleasure of meeting her a few times, and she's wonderful. And I think we'll just bring, like, how does a $10+ billion credit union be digital first? That's very rare. Oh. Most credit unions that size are very physical oriented. Alliant is not. And I think we have a lot to learn from her too. And then, you know, NARMI doesn't consider ourselves like this boring old software company like some of our competitors, but we truly do think of ourselves as a leading fintech company that just builds enterprise software. One of our partners on that journey and a company we're very close with is a company called Plaid, which has really revolutionized how we think about financial data, and that, like, it's your financial data, not your banks, not, you know, that your cores, it's you as a consumer business. And we're super fortunate to have Nico Karagounis from Plaid, who's their head of product overall. That's to really cool. Talk through, like, what should financial institutions be thinking about when it comes to open APIs and open data access. And obviously that's a big pillar of NARMI as well. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, you know, I'm already getting more excited. We've got our business banking panel or our business banking session. I mean, this, if I'm looking at the next decade, this is going to be, I would say top three. And there's a reason NARMI built or launched a business digital banking platform last year. And there's a reason why it's one of our most popular platforms this year is because small to medium businesses are craving a strong user experience, are craving just automation, are craving a consumer-like experience with business functionality. And most financial institutions have not got this right. There are definitely people or FIs and leaders ahead of the curve here. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to bring on Chris Tremont, who's EVP of Virtual Banking at what was Radius Bank, but is now acquired by Lending Club. Mm-hmm. And hats off to them. They saw where the market was going and they got ahead of it. We got Derek Sutton, VP of Marketing at Autobooks. Mm-hmm. You know, the amount of knowledge that company has on the small to medium business impresses me every single day. And I think he's going to speak a lot to, like, what that experience is. And Ron Shevlin from Cornerstone as well, who has a really great column in Forbes. I think it's called the FinTech Snark Tank. Mm-hmm. He just gets it and he's not afraid to speak his mind. I remember on our account opening summit, he was basically like, I was like, Ron, why should banks and credit unions install digital account opening? And he was like, why is this even a question? Like, you know, I can't believe we're still talking about this. I answered this question on the panel in 2010. So that's the type of insights you're going to get from him. He's not going to cater and say, oh, I don't want to, you know, I want to be delicate to this audience. I mean, he's just going to tell it how it is.
Yep.
And he has a lot of great insights on business banking as well. So
that's why we love Ron. Yeah. He tells it like it is.
So 2.5 to 3 hours of just pure like content was our goal. You're going to hear what the last 6 months of NARMI was and what we've learned. And obviously this all ties to what we're doing here. So it's free to attend. It'll be a quick 3 hours, 1 hour each. It might even be shorter than that. And I think everyone's going through a little bit of virtual event fatigue right now, but I would implore you, like, I do think this one's worth your time. I think you'll learn from it, motivated and want to do good for your financial institution. And that's what we go to work for at NARMI every day. So hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah, oh, completely. Yeah. And this one's definitely on my calendar just because obviously the speakers are great, but the topics that you're going to be talking about as well is super timely and really and kind of forward thinking as well, because we have to be in this day and age or else we're going to get left behind. We're all going to be the blockbuster, but you don't want to be that. So you got to think about this type of stuff. And so having said all that, so what do you want attendees to take away from this? Obviously some expert information, but what are your goals or what are your goals for the attendees in taking away some nuggets of information here?
Yeah, look, if you're a leader or operational, you know, employee or operational leader, or whatever, if you're an employee of a bank or credit union in 2021, at a regional community bank or credit union, in a way, the cards are stacked against you, right? Because you've got these money center banks or mega banks, Chase, TD, that just have ridiculous marketing and IT budgets that you just can't compete with.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, you know, Chime growing at a clip that you can never get there, you know. And then you've got a whole wave of other competition right behind that. There's a path forward. It's so obvious to us at NARMI. Our customers have benefited from it. There's a path forward. And if I want, our vision is if someone goes through the 3 hours and just like hangs up and is just like, okay, this is the path forward, or I'm clear on how I can refine my path forward, or this is what I've learned. I mean, that'll make us feel like this event was a success where, you know, we've assembled truly the industry's top thinkers only for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to draw an experience. We're going to be challenging. We're going to say, well, this doesn't work. Well, how do you integrate with the core? Well, how do you justify spending so much on tech when you can't even implement it in the year? I mean, these are very thoughtful questions that we're going to really get to the bottom of. And we're going to ask the tough questions too. The questions that often, you know, FIs get in their own way sometimes. And I think it's going to be great. And, the goal would be just that they end the conference and just feel like motivated and excited for the next 10 years of their bank or credit union versus maybe not.
Well, I mean, but with the people that you got, I mean, you have such a well representation of the industry. I mean, you can't miss with these folks. So it's going to be, that's why it's on my calendar, because I want to see what each person's perspective is, because it's going to be a different point of view and it's going to be super interesting. I think there's going to be a ton of takeaways, no matter who you listen to on this one. So again, it's definitely on my calendar. And so where do folks go to register and attend? And
we've made it super, super easy. Okay. If you go to narmi.com, you can't miss it. It's purposely very intense and takes over the whole homepage, but it's our biggest event for first half of 2021. Just you can read about all the sessions, you can mark it up on your calendar, register right there. It's through a really nice virtual event system that it's almost like breakout rooms, which is really well done. And we want to see everyone there.
Got it. Yeah. Again, it's May 6th from 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's the Digital Banking Transformation Summit put on by the fine folks at NARMI. Anything else here to add, Nikhil? I mean, I can't wait.
Audience, give me an easy question as a toss-up and we're good.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Nikhil. Well, thanks again. You guys are just, I'm so happy for your success, NARMI's success. It's just a really great, because we've known each other for years now, and I knew, we were just talking before the recording that we met, and when you were just getting NARMI going, and
yeah, it's just no, really we're, cool we're, to see. 5 years in July, and you know, we recently raised $20 million from NEA out of the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, top five investor and enterprise software companies, at least in our eyes. And you know, every single platform we've built has won an industry award, some of them multiple industry awards. The results, you know, are just out of control good. Every single institution has seen an uptick in transactional volume and customer satisfaction and engagement. With the recent release of business banking last year, have really doubled down on like our full platform approach, spanning account opening, consumer mobile online banking, business mobile online banking. And then we have these conversations with these credit unions and banks. I mean, it's truly for the first time they're starting to visualize an experience rather than a business requirement. And that's what, you know, that's what we sought out to do 5 years ago. So yeah. I'll hop on another session with you to talk about all that.
But, yeah.
I appreciate your kind words and hope to see you soon.
Indeed, indeed. Likewise, sir. All right.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.